Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, Ben, we're at another one of those fantastic golf courses in Hawaii. Oh, I'm telling you, we're having a wonderful day. It's right here, Sony Open in Hawaii, Waialae Country Club. It's going to be a mostly 15 to 20 miles per hour, and that's always good to know if you're going to go out and play a round of golf. In fact, here we go. If you'd like to play on Oahu, let me see what I've got for you. We've got at Hawaii Kai an 840 and a 1010. Turtle Bay has an 838 and a 902, and there's a 1030 as well. And the Sunshine Girls are going out to play a round of golf. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right, Ewa Beach Golf Course has an 850 and a 916. Now let's go to Kauai. We've got one at Kauai Lagoons at 1006. Poipu has an 840, a 950, and 1140. And at Makalei on the Big Island, the Gentleman's Game. That's an interesting name. It is a gentleman's game, gentlewoman's game. There's an 852 and a 930, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's an 830 at Volcano, and it's what, about, I'm not sure what the temperature is right now, 924, a 1048. I usually have the temperatures right in front of me, and this morning, I don't. It's probably in the 50s. Yeah, it's Volcano. It's fantastic, and it warms up, so get out there. Now, we've also got the Better Half. They're going out to play a round of golf right here. Oh, actually, they're on the island of Maui. The Better Half is going out, and they've got a 910 on the gold course at Wailea, 1140 and 120. The Emerald course has an 1130, and the blue course an 830, 940, and a 1050. So, you see, there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do on the golf course, or you can stay home and watch the Sony Open in Hawaii. We're teeing off, not, I don't think it's 7 o'clock, but you know what? Adam Shupak is stuck in Atlanta and probably won't be able to be on the show, but he's scheduled. We'll see what happens. Tad Fujikawa is on the show, PGA professional and pickleball pro in Sea Island, Georgia. Yeah, he went from golf to pickleball, and we're going to find out what it was about golf that he was so good at as a teenager. What happened? Corbett Kalam is with us, president, Friends of Hawaii Charities. Ray Stosic, the tournament director, Sony Open in Hawaii, is here too. And Mark Rolfing, kicking it off, analyst and commentator, NBC Sports and Golf Channel. Yep, welcome into the clubhouse. This is the Waialae Country Club clubhouse. It's really special. Even the restrooms, ladies' rooms, men's rooms, it's just an amazing place to be, and amazing golf is being played. And we're going to have Mark on right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros get to improve your flexibility and swing at Kahala Mall, Kailua, Ward Village, and Waikele. It's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end sale. All riding mowers are on sale and mower accessories galore. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your equipment do the work faster and smarter. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, Evilei, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. The Sentry kicks off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 2nd through the 5th. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, and friendship. Go golf! And the Sony Open in Hawaii 2025 at Waialae, January 8th through the 12th. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
You can still get your tickets. Right now, you can go out and get your tickets and come and watch the professionals, Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports Golf, commentator and analyst, and member Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame in 2000. He's a member of DePaul University Hall of Fame. My sister's in the Hall of Fame at McKinley High School. What's up with that? I'm not in the Hall of Fame.
One of these days you will be, especially if you're counting the restrooms at Wildlife. That's great. I've never heard the clubhouse described in terms of the great restrooms. That's one of the underrated things in golf, really, is a really good restroom.
Truly.
Yeah.
It really is. It's you know, it's where you go to, you're comfortable, you get to let your hair down, look in the mirror, get yourself put together again. And that's one of the things about golf, is putting your head back together again that's so important. And we're watching Hideki Matsuyama come from victory at Kapalua and a little bit of a struggle here at Waialae. Before we talk about that struggle, I want to talk about the golf course. This is a was it 1927 that this was built?
1927, and actually the place that we're sitting right now was in the middle of the first fairway. There was no Kahala Hotel. These apartments weren't here, and the first hole went right along the ocean. I would have loved to have been here. And, you know, Seth Rayner actually never saw it. He designed it and unfortunately passed away about a year before it opened up.
Oh, wow.
So he never got to see the fruits of his labor, but it must have been incredible back then.
Yes, and it still plays incredible today, depending on how the wind. Now, we have the easterlies. Is that going to have an influence on the game?
It's going to be tough today. You know, if you look at 10 under par leading and where we were last week, I think it was 17 or 18 under was leading at the halfway mark last week. It's interesting. Over all these years, the Plantation course started out being the harder of the two. In the early years, it was much tougher than Waialae. The scoring was better over here, but Waialae's kind of taken on this new sort of character that it has, which it is a really hard driving course. This is one of the toughest on the PGA Tour to get the ball in the fairway because there's so many dog legs. You know, you got the wind blowing across on a lot of these holes. And this rough is tough. It's going to be almost 4 inches long by tomorrow afternoon. So it's a real driving test here.
Right. Okay. It rained overnight. If you're going to compete, Mark Rolfing, would you prefer there to be a little rain overnight or would you have preferred it to be dry overnight?
Well, I wasn't a great driver of the ball, so I may be a little biased. You know, the softer conditions would have helped me because my curves that were going crooked would have had a better chance of staying in the fairway. When it's firm and fast on these fairways, the ball just ricochets, you know, into the rough. And it doesn't matter if you're 3 or 4 feet into the rough. It's just as bad as being, you know, 30 or 40 feet off the fairway.
Sure. Absolutely. So a little bit of rain, you would have preferred because it makes it a little bit easier to get
the fairways wider.
Yeah. All right. And what do you think the guys that are really good, what do they want?
Well, it depends. If you're a chaser out here today, and everybody in this field, by the way, I do not remember a cut where we had every player in the field within 7 shots of the lead. That is an unbelievable opportunity. That means any guy who has a tee time today at Waialae can still win this golf tournament. Seven shots is not that much to make up. If you're in that group that's, say, 3, 4, 5 under par and you're pretty far behind, you want the tougher conditions. I think you really would like to see it tougher. I would say, for the most part, we have, you know, it's an eclectic leaderboard. You've got a lot of guys that are good putters. Danny McCarthy is the best putter on the PGA Tour, I think. And then you got Patrick Fishburne, who is a driving machine. So you got a lot of different kind of styles of play. It's going to be an intriguing weekend here.
Yeah, Danny McCarthy was, I was watching, kind of doing other things, watching Golf Channel. And he was putting putts in 12 feet long. I mean, it was like he was a putting machine.
His putter was a bad boy last week and got put on the shelf. Now, this is a putter that Danny McCarthy has putted with forever. And I think, Daniel, he has been in the top 5 of strokes gained putting on the PGA Tour 5 of the last 6 years. He is the best putter on the PGA Tour. But if you're a bad boy putter, you're going to take a seat or be sent to the principal's office. And he did. So Danny came out with a new putter this week, and all he did in the opening round was make 145 feet worth of putts. That's nearly That's about 8 feet per hole he averaged. So he is a great, great putter. He's due for a win on the PGA Tour. I like his chances this week. Now, I'm not going to really say anybody's going to win this thing because anybody could win it. But I like McCarthy's chances.
Okay. That's wonderful. We also have, well, we had two players at the beginning of the tournament, the first two rounds, from Hawaii, who Chan Kim, he lives here, and I think he made the cut.
He did, just barely made it, but he's in for the weekend.
He's in for the weekend. And then we had 17-year-old Tyler Lowry, biggest moment of his career. He played his way into this field by four strokes.
Yeah, he made the qualifier that they give every year, and you know, I'm worried about that qualifier as these fields start shrinking in terms of how you get in them. The full field events on the PGA Tour, we're going to 100 cards on the PGA Tour now at the end of the season instead of 125. There's going to be no more Monday qualifiers here at the Sony Open. We've had the last one, and I don't know what will happen to that exemption down the line, but Tyler, who's a Seabury guy over on Maui, a wonderful kid, a good player, got off to a great start, shot 67 on Thursday, didn't quite back it up yesterday, but that's one of the best performances we've seen from one of the true local players in a long time.
Yeah.
Almost back to Chad.
Exactly. Chad Fujikawa, Michelle Wee. I mean, she was pretty incredible. She was pretty incredible. There's no was about it. So, yeah, and I loved what he said, you know, these are the best players in the world. We get to walk around, play the same course with them. It's amazing. That's actually from the father. I can't believe we're here, to be honest. It's fantastic. But then when he didn't make the cut, he was like, this was the best experience I could have had. I really enjoyed myself out here, and I've taken away a lot from this experience.
It's good to hear that he's taken away a lot from it, because he should have. And you got to keep your expectations within line. You know, there are certain limits to what he was going to be able to do. He was never going to win the Sony Open. Trying to make the cut was a great goal for him, and he gave it a good run.
Yeah.
But I think he probably is a better golfer now than he was yesterday. And I think that's really all that you can say. I think that's good. And he's just got to keep building on these little things.
Yeah. It's just like when my grandson took a flight to the mainland by himself, and I knew he would come back a different person because he's doing something on his own, making his own decisions, finding his way through it. That it always changes you. It gives you more. The more experience you have, the more mature you become as a thinker. And that's one of the most important things about golf, is knowing what you can do and what you have to pull yourself back from.
Yeah, I remember my first Hawaiian Open. I'll never forget it as long as I live, because I had qualified. I had Monday qualified to get in back in the early 80s. And it was a Kona win that year. And I started on the 10th hole, which is the first hole for the members. But it's the short little par four, right in back of where we are right now. And I'll never forget it. The wind was straight behind me, and I drove the ball on the front edge of the green.
Wow.
My first shot of the Hawaiian Open. And you know what I walked off the green with? A five. And it was all because I didn't, you know, understand what my limitations were, and I got too anxious and ran the first one by and then ran the next one by, and before you know it, I had a bogey. I wish I could have that one shot over, actually. That second shot there.
Could we do that whole over again, period?
It was ugly.
But you learned something.
Yeah, I did.
And it's hard. I think a lot of people need to take that to the golf course, knowing that, you know, there's going to be some days when you just don't have it, and learn something from that. And that's the best way to handle those sorts of situations.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, for example, I was listening to all the different groups that are going out today that you were talking about. I think I might have chosen the Sunshine Girls. I think I'd like to go out with that group this morning. But one of the most important things for recreational golfers, which is what I am now and all of us here in this room are, is to just manage your expectations. So many times people have expectations that are too high, and it doesn't allow them to enjoy the game. And, you know, for me now, at this stage of my life, if I can go out and shoot in the middle to high 70s, I'm just fine with that. There was a time where, I was mad if I went out and shot 75. That was a terrible score, but it's not anymore.
Right. Well, I was just thinking, Rick and I are sitting here laughing because if we could shoot in the mid-70s, we'd be like, yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. There are some people who missed the cut that I was really shocked about. I mean, they're not just some. Daniel Berger, Corey Connors, Cam Davis, Emilio Grillo, Luke Clanton, Joel Damon, Harris English, Harry Higgs, Mackenzie Hughes.
Yeah, there's no guarantee. That's the hard thing about playing the PGA Tour out in Hawaii. I remember Patrick Fishburne a year ago. Now, he is leading this tournament right now. A year ago, he flew all the way to Hawaii. He was the first alternate. And he spent the entire day Thursday on the range and never even got in the tournament. So that was an expensive, first alternate day for him. But this cut is such a hard cut to make. If you think about it, you could go out here and shoot a pair of 69s at Wailea and go home. No paycheck, no nothing.
Daniel Berger.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I thought Daniel would play a little better. Of course, he's still coming back from the injury that he suffered a couple years ago that really kept him off the PGA Tour for a long time. He'll be back, but it is such a fine line on the PGA Tour these days. The difference between being, really, really good and being just good. It doesn't sound like that big a difference, but it is.
It is. And you said something earlier in our conversation that I'd like to go back to. And it has to do with the players on the PGA Tour. And we spoke briefly about ratings for the PGA Tour. And you said, we've got to solve this problem. What problem were you speaking of?
We're losing the fans. The fans are just simply sick and tired of hearing about all of this money and hearing about Liv and hearing about TGL and how much money they're making there. And, the traditional golf viewer is going away. There was, I would say, almost a 40% decline, it looked to me like, in the Golf Channel ratings for Matsuyama's win last week.
And that's crazy.
It's terrible. I mean, 700,000 people watched Chris Kirk win a year ago, and I think it was about 470,000 only for the Golf Channel part of our shows. NBC was a little bit better. But I'm a fan, first and foremost. I'm a broadcaster second. And I'm mad. I don't like it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I don't know what's taking so long. Adam Scott's saying the same thing. He just scratches his head. I mean, he's involved in the discussions. Why can't we figure this out?
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
Yeah, it does have to happen, because in addition to all the money that, ridiculous sums of money, these guys are making a ton of money. In fact, somebody was going to give $100 per birdie on it. And I thought, well, that's very nice, but you're going to make millions. I mean, $100 to you is nothing. It when we know how much people are making, and then it doesn't jive with most of the rest of us. And it's frustrating to hear this. And then some of the top players in the world, we're not getting to watch them, and they're doing staggered starts, and they want to play. There was one young man who said, I want to get out of this Liv thing, because yes, it's about money, but I'm not about money. I'm about playing, and I want to get a chance to play in the Masters. I want to get a chance to play in the big tournaments or the Ryder Cup, and I'm never going to have that here.
Well, okay, I don't have a whole lot of empathy for him, because he's already got his money.
Yes.
He got his money by going to Liv. So it's pretty easy to say it's not about the money anymore, because he's already got it.
Yes.
He's set for the rest of his life. There's got to be a pathway back for the guys that went to Liv.
Okay, good.
Now, the one problem, really, that we do have is you have to remember that this group of players that bolted first early on to Liv, they ended up suing the PGA Tour. They ended up in a lawsuit that, was against the other players. Now, that eventually got settled and thrown out. But the reality is a lot of the players on the PGA Tour have not forgotten that. And I can understand that, too. There's going to have to be some sort of punishment levied. Now, are they going to give the money back? No. should they go through some period of probation or something like that? I think so. Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. That way the guys who were devoted, they stayed with the program, they stayed with the PGA Tour, regardless of the money lure. That way they feel like, okay, they're paying and we stuck, so why should they just be given a pass to get in? I get it.
I will tell you right now, I still am confident. You know me, I'm an eternal optimist. but I believe that when we're sitting here a year from now, which we will be again, we will have seen a live player play in it, the PGA Tour sometime this year.
Wow.
I don't know how. I don't know what's going to be cause right. that to happen.
Yeah.
But I think this is the year to get it back together. I mean, we are cruising for a major collision. The last three live events that are on the schedule this coming August are the 3 weeks of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Those three events are head up against the FedEx Cup playoffs. That is not going to work.
No. Who does the scheduling?
I think the live guys probably did it on purpose. I don't know. There's plenty of other months where they could have played, but they got it right in there. So something's got to give here.
Yeah. One final question. I are you working today?
I am working today.
Where are you working?
I am in the Kahala Hotel right over here. We're in room 936, where we're all set up with all our cameras and monitors and everything. And it's quite a bit more cost effective than actually building a whole tower at 18 and doing all that. So
yes,
we've been in there for a couple of years now, and
I
can't wait. We start on NBC today. So actually the way it works today is at 11 o'clock straight up, we go on NBC, and then we end up finishing on the Golf Channel in the afternoon.
I have to tell you, I really enjoy your comments. I really enjoy your observations. I think you should be on more often.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm still going to work 15 weeks this year, which is quite a bit.
Yes.
Especially living out here. It would be easier if I, you know, had decided to kind of relocate, but you're not going to get the mark out of Hawaii anytime soon.
No,
so.
No. And good. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to sit across from you and have a conversation. Oh, how is our number one player in the world doing? Have you heard about the injury to the hand, the cut?
You know, I have. It's taking a little longer than he thought, but you know what? I'm okay with that because of all the parts of your body, if you're a golfer, the one part that you have to be most concerned about is your hand.
Yeah.
That's your attachment to the club. And all the guys that I have ever seen, they've come back too early from hand injuries. Aaron Overholzer, one of my colleagues at Golf Channel, you know, he was a top 25 player in the world and a really good young player with a huge future ahead of him. And he came back too early from a wrist injury and was never the same. So I'm glad Scheffler's taking a little more time.
Yes, right on. Okay, when I heard that he was a kitchen thing with a slicing of... I went, oh, my God, there's tendons and all this stuff that, you know, you absolutely depend on. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, sports, NBC sports commentator and analyst. Thank you so much. I love these 2 weeks.
Yep, same time next year.
Right on. Hopefully a little bit before then, too, but we won't be able to sit across the table from each other.
You got it.
All right, Mark Rolfing. And now we're going to thank our sponsors. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun.
Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
We've got, you know what, we've got Hawaii. It's that time of year. Hello, hello. Aloha Powers, New Year Riding Mower Sale. They always want to take care of you. All right, it's the New Year Riding Mower Sale at Aloha Power Equipment. And whether you're a homeowner, you know, or you want one of those, you know, harvester size ones, so you can take care of those big fields that just keep on growing. Yeah, supersized landscapers. We've got the riding mowers of your dreams. We've got the supersized landscapers, and they're waiting here for you. So, oh, accessories. You know, doesn't that every woman who hears accessories, she wants to accessorize. Well, from mowing to mulching and bagging, yeah, they've got accessories for all of that. We make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. And you know what? Yes, you're saving your back. Remember, it's still fire season. I don't think we're ever going to be out of fire season with the way things have been going with our climate. Protect your property with the best tools around. And if you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island just for you. New shipments rolling in daily. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Get Sony Open tickets now to support Island Keiki, Kupuna, and families. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to give Hawaii's ohana a big lift. Your Sony Open in Hawaii ticket purchase creates a wave of aloha throughout the islands. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Join all the fun while creating the Sony Open wave of aloha now.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, I was going on about the fabulous restrooms here at the Wailea Country Club. The Wailea Country Club. Wailea Country Club, it's a private country club. It's East Honolulu. It was founded in 1927. The golf course was designed by Seth Rayner. It's a par 72 championship course, 7,125 yards from the championship tees, that is, you know, the ones they're playing from now. From the members' tees, 6,456. And you know what? I bet you they, you know, won't mind if you tee off a little bit further, closer, because after all, you want to have some fun and nobody wants you to be in a position that, and always remember that, you know, play the game the way you can play it. The course rating is 71.8, slope rating is 136. And the Wailea Golf Course hosts the Sony Open in Hawaii on the PGA Tour every January. It started back in 1999, and I am really proud to say that since 1999, I've been here every year doing my show. The event here, the Sony Open in Hawaii, has a lot of corporate sponsors. It was founded in 1965 as the Hawaiian Open. That's when it all started. But the Sony Open in Hawaii has been going on since 1999. Wailea was featured in video games. I never knew that. You know, I was reading this going, video games? Wailea Country Club? True Golf Classics, Wailea Country Club is one of the video games. Wailea Country Club, True Golf Classics. Have you played that yet? And Tiger Woods PGA Tour 13 also has Wailea Country Club featured in it, as well as a handful of earlier games in the franchise. So it's really, really cool. It's a beautiful place to come. And if you want to become a member, do get in touch with them. It's such a gorgeous place. Let me, you're thinking about playing a round of golf today? Let me give you the tee times in case you missed them. Makalei has an 852 and a 930. And the Volcano Golf Club has an 830, a 924, and a 1048. It's absolutely beautiful at Volcano, at Makalei. Really nice course, Big Island. Lanai, we don't have any tee times, but there's always Manele Bay or Hokuala Ocean Club where you could play if you're on Lanai. Kauai at Poipu, we have an 840, a 950, and an 1140. And at the Kauai Lagoons, there's a 1006. We've got Hawaii Kai here on Oahu, an 840 and a 1010. Turtle Bay has an 838, a 902, and a 1030. And the Sunshine Girls are going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. All right. Eva Beach Golf Course, 850 and a 916, if you'd like to get out there and play a round of golf. Now, Wailea has on the Gold Course a 910, on Maui, 1140, 120. There's an 1130 on the Emerald Course. There's an 830 on the Blue, a 940 on the Blue, and a 1050 on the Blue. So we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to see Ray Stosic was scheduled to be on the show. He is somewhere on property. I'm going to give him a call and see if we can't find him. All right. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot if you're heading out to play a round of golf. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Get Sony Open tickets now to support Island Keiki, Kupuna, and families. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to give Hawaii's ohana a big lift. Your Sony Open in Hawaii ticket purchase creates a wave of aloha throughout the islands. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Join all the fun while creating the Sony Open wave of aloha now.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. It's going to be a mostly sunny day today. Scattered showers windward and Mocha. Isolated showers on the leeward side. And the high between 79 and 84, depending if you're up country or down by the ocean. Winds are easterly, 15 to 20 miles per hour, and if you're planning something for the evening, you can expect partly cloudy skies, scattered showers, windward and Mauka, maybe a isolated showers leeward side, but maybe a little bit more rain overnight like we've seen the past couple of days, and the low 68 to 73. Again, the winds are easterly, 15 to 20 miles per hour. I am so excited to have in the clubhouse here at the beautiful Sony Open in Hawaii, Wailea Country Club, the president of Friends of Hawaii Charities, Corbett Kalama. Welcome into the show.
Well, aloha, Danielle. It's always a special time.
Yes, it is.
Here at Sony Open.
Sony Open, yes.
To talk with you about golf.
And talk about golf.
Charities in Hawaii, so just appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you so much. Friends of Hawaii Charities, you're the reason why the Sony Open in Hawaii is able to be played. Can you explain how Friends of Hawaii Charities is related to the Sony Open?
Yeah, and every PGA tournament has to have a nonprofit sponsor. And so since 1999, we've had the Friends of Hawaii, which was formed to serve that purpose.
Okay, terrific. I'm having a hard time hearing Corbett, so I'm not sure if he's coming through. If you could double check that, please. You were saying the PGA Tour has to have a nonprofit?
Yeah, throughout the country, you have nonprofit organizations that are affiliated with each tournament. So, the PGA does a great job in reaching out to our community. It's just it's something that has huge multiplier effects in all of our communities with the nonprofit groups and those that serve the underprivileged of our community.
Right.
And so it's just been a special relationship between the nonprofit entity. For here in Hawaii, it's the Friends of Hawaii Charities. Initially, when Bert Kobayashi, Al Souza, Howard Ikeda, Tony Guerrero, a while back, partnered with Mr. Marita, and it's been a huge history since then. And then we've subsequently, we brought the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation in for a large number of years to really bring a great deal of attention to the great work they were doing, but also to be able to help move that effort forward.
Yes, yes. For the listener, as I mentioned earlier, we always have technical issues when we're at a, an unfamiliar location. And so I think we're going to have it all together in just a second, making sure that we can hear, because it's so important what the Friends of Hawaii Charities does. And being a part of the process with the PGA Tour of having a tournament on the scale of the Sony Open brings so much money into the community, and then the community receives it in the form of donations.
Prior relationship with the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, we were making individual grants for a large number of years, which really helped those organizations build a foundation, be strengthened. And then with this contract, now this four-year contract, we're in the third year of this contract, we've partnered now with the Hawaii Community Foundation. And the Hawaii Community Foundation, we've partnered with their ALICE programs, those that are employed, asset-limited, income-constrained, employed people that are just struggling just to get to that next step. And so we've partnered with the Hawaii Community Foundation. There's 17 organizations that they tie into, one of the 17 of their many.
Wow.
And so just trying to really leverage that dollar on the match and then to really provide wraparound support services for those in our community that have aspirations, goals, they're driving to that special day, but also to build generational change. And so it's been very impactful to be able to work with Mike O'Connor and his team at the Hawaii Community Foundation and the Waila Country of the State of Hawaii and our 1,300 volunteers and the community, just saying that this is the community's time to showcase that, and we can be their voice.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that when they hear that there's going to be a golf tournament, and they're like, yeah, another golf tournament, but they don't know the background, which is why it was so important for me to have you on the show to talk about how the golf tournament not only attracts all these people as tourists, visitors, as we prefer to, name people who come to visit the islands, they're visitors. But in addition to that, there's all this work that's being done that most people don't even hear about after the tournament's over.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have people come from all over the world firsthand with our volunteers. They've been coming year in, year out. We have people that have been here since the Hawaiian Open time.
Wow.
That come in. So they bring a great deal of, there's a great deal of legacy and expectation of excellence as they do their respective work. But everybody wants to contribute, and we have them contribute in their own way. Sometimes it's monetarily. Other times it's just, it's time. And the other time is just to recognize the impact that the tournament can have on them when they leave this place and when they're walking through their respective communities, to have that eye for that person out in their community that could really use a helping hand. And so impact of the Sony Open in Hawaii, it hits millions of households all over the world, but even more importantly, it continues to say we have a responsibility in the Kuleana to those that are less fortunate.
Yeah, and we have a vehicle to generate income so that then those people who are less fortunate, who have aspirations that they're not able to put together without someone's help, that's where this all comes in.
Yeah, we've been able to provide pathways. You know, we've exceeded $25 million in donations, but that's just a number. The multiplier effect with the different organizations that we've worked with, it's allowed them to even do their work better for the respective parts of our community. So it's generational. It's been here 26. We're in our 27th year.
Yes.
You know, we've been able to, the other day we took Chair Yoshida out to visit what was once a correctional facility, Kauailoa Correctional Facility, which is now a place for homeless youth. With the RISE program run by Carla Hauser, it's just off the chart. They have seven different houses. They house a number of kids that they come in off the street, homeless youth, provide them with a safe environment, comfortable environment, an opportunity to aspire, and knowing that you've got a place where you can come in and people care about you and they're going to help you achieve your aspirations. And then you have the Partners in Development program that was there that really reaches out. They have a Kina'ea program where they're training youth that were formerly incarcerated. They're now getting job and vocational training. And so you just see that paying it forward component.
Yeah.
And you know now you've got there was a young group of men that came up there that were, did a haka, wrote their own haka for Chair Yoshida.
Wow.
Got up there, did the real soft aloha chant in the beginning, then they took their shirts off and then with intensity, pride, and esteem. They greeted this guy, and I got goosebumps talking to you about it because I saw the transformation in these young men that will change not only them, but their lives and their communities that they come from.
Yeah, their pride.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was just awesome. It was neat to see these youngsters, too, to be visited by a CEO of one of the largest companies in the world, to be courageous enough to jump up and ask, can I take a picture? And Jerry Yoshida is just, salt of the earth. He got there, the young man took the picture, and that just spread through that community that this young guy was seen by a CEO of one of the largest companies in the world. And he took the time to say yes and sit there. So it's just, it's stuff that never gets caught in a number, but in that young person's life and in that community that he comes from, it was huge.
Of course it's huge. Yes. What is the name of the company again?
Well, RISE, Residential Youth Support Empowerment.
And
Carla Hauser, and they basically operate at what was once the Kauailoa Correctional Facility.
Yeah.
And Partners in Development is a large organization. It used to be chaired by Jan Gild, now chaired by Dr. Sean Kanaiapuni, but it partners with a large number of programs in Hawaii. They have a farm there called Kupa Aina, where kids come on, they farm, they learn that, and they learn that skill. And Celeste, who runs it, just does an excellent job. But it's a place for healing. It's a place for helping people develop purpose and camaraderie to get back into the community. And so it's just been really exciting to be able to be a part of that all these years, but also now to see individuals that once were beneficiaries of the program come back and lead it.
And lead the program, yes. Knowing how much it did for them and wanting to pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
Yes.
You hear about that all the time, and you get to see it in action. And, you know, here on this week, and leading up to this week, it's just so powerful for the golfers to be able to participate in their way. So when people look at golf, they tend to think, well, what do? They're golfers, you know. There's a soul in golf. There's a soul in golf. Many of these golfers, members of here at Wildlife Country Club, sit on every board in our community. You know, they're doing that special work, that extra work that goes, they do it because it's the right thing to do. But they're taking their talents and bringing it back to the community in a number of different ways. Yeah, and so loaning golf courses, that's one piece, but people don't see what else goes on in all of our different communities because of what comes out of this golf community.
When you said there's a soul in golf.
Yes.
And that's beautiful.
There's a huge soul in golf.
Yeah.
You know, the other day, too, you know, we had one of our past champions pass away. So we did a service in the morning with the Murray family, just terrific. Mrs. Mrs. Murray, we did it here right by the W.
Yeah.
And it was just unbelievable. I got goosebumps talking about it, but the golfers all lined the beach with flowers, and just as the ending of the ceremony was there, these two doves disappeared out of nowhere, flew right off, and it was just so unbelievable to be able to do that. But to be able to see these golfers set aside their clubs on a practice day, come down to the beach, just line this beach right out here.
Yeah.
Everybody's there, very reverent, very respectful, very appreciative, but So there's a that part that the world doesn't see. You know, and these guys are intense competitors, but there's a great deal of anxiety, you know, to be part of this group. So it doesn't come easy. So it's a good opportunity for people to look and try and understand what type of discipline these people have to go through to get to this level.
Yes, that's exactly right. And also what goes on inside their being, the part that criticizes itself, which is so much a part of, you know, the mental challenges that we have in everyday life, that a lot of young people don't learn how to handle those kinds of things, that your self-talk is so negative.
Uh-huh.
And that's what leads people to just want to escape. And that often means taking their own life.
Yeah, which is really unfortunate. But unfortunately, on the other side, it brings to a greater degree of awareness that there are aspects and there are people in our communities that really care.
Yeah.
Really care in their entities. And the Gulf, this event allows us to showcase those groups and to make them very visible, to say that we need community support to continue these services that are so critically important for that part of our community that sometimes are forgotten.
Yeah. And now how can people help?
Just first thing, come and visit the tournament.
Yes.
Just come down to the tournament. Every ticket that comes through that gate helps support charity. Come down here, come and look and see. Ask yourself, what is it that I can do? I've been blessed with the opportunity. All of us, as a kid, speaking just generally with everyone, we've all been blessed in some way, shape, or form. There was someone that came along, or an entity that came along, that said, I see you,
mm-hmm.
through their actions. Same thing. Come here, look to see. Ask yourself, what is it that I can do? It's not always money. Can I volunteer?
Yes.
Can I be part of one of these nonprofit organizations that are here? Or go back to my community, your respective communities, and say, what is it that... how can I help my community move forward?
Right. I've had experience in education. Or I've had experience in whatever. And you can share that experience with young people and teach them something.
Yeah, there's so many examples in our community. In our housing projects, there's a program called Love Akua. And it was started by Matt Levi and a group. And the board is just exceptional. They service a number of the drug court. The kids come out of the drug court. Kuyo Park Terrace, Camp for Housing. Why not? It's been going on for 30 years.
Wow.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
We've got a young individual that started off in the program, has gone off and got his master's and everything. He's running the program out of the housing project.
Wow.
And so you see that the supporters have come in and provided scholarship assistance for them to go to high school and to college. And so it's just, there are many neat things that are happening in our community that happen. And this tournament allows us to highlight that.
What got you to get involved? Friends of Hawaii Charities, you're the president, you're Corbett Kalama, that's why I'm speaking with you.
I grew up as a beneficiary of nonprofit organizations. I'm a family of one of 11 children, raised in a 900 square foot home, one bedroom. My parents were heavily dependent on that box showing up, food,
yes.
Or somebody being willing to pick us up and take us to school. Our car was always, you know, it's just that we were rich in culture and rich in opportunity, but we weren't rich in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a very good landlord that allowed 13 people to live in a one-bedroom house.
No person.
So it was, but I recognized the struggles that my parents were going through and just trying to take care of us. Great deal of it. I'm number 7 of 11. So, you know, when I was 5, I had 3 siblings already under me. I was old by that time from a responsibility standpoint.
You had to take care of those.
You took care of them, but you learned how important everybody was. You know, often the conversation would come, you'd see a family of 2 or your friends of 3, and sometimes you think, it would be good to be a smaller family. But then you start wondering, well, which one of my brothers or sisters wouldn't I want? And the answer was, I want all of them, you know, I want all of them with me. So it was an easy discussion. And so there was a great deal of richness in that many of the families.
Yes.
You know, we struggled together. We were successful together. We knew that when we grew up, we wanted to own our own homes. But we knew that there, you know, I had a really good mentor in Walter Dodd, right? He would always talk about, and he was a prime example. He went into the community, and Walter is very successful, as you know.
Yes.
He also was very caring about the community. And he always would say, pick the path. Pick the path that's not only good for you, but good for your community. If your path may be a little longer. It may have to meander, but you take care. You make sure that your actions impact your community positively. And so it's just really neat to see that. In this history of this tournament, years past, we had Mr. John Bellinger, who was very active. So this property here, the Wiley Country Club and its board members, play such an integral role in the perpetuation and the legacy that comes with being a part of this course. And so it's been a privilege for us at the Friends of the Hawaii Charities to be a part of it, to be able to partner with these partners. And then now with the Hawaii Tourism Authority, always, and the state's always been very good partners, doing what they do to support us and making it simpler for people to get in and out. The mayor being actively involved in that. But, you know, you've got your 1,300
volunteers. 1,300 volunteers.
And it's just, I know the Sony's on when I go in by the putting green, and our senior person's there. I've got to check in to make sure I get my pass to walk through the course, you know.
Yes.
But it's just that. It's just those longstanding relationships. And they're here. They're here because they want to give. And so they give of their time.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you're spending the time with us today. Now, you are essential for the Sony Open in Hawaii, since the PGA Tour demands that everybody have a nonprofit partner. And I know that the extension has gone to 26. Are you negotiating?
We take it a day at a time. You know, we take it a day at a time. And our job is to do our work well. Our title sponsor has just been an excellent title sponsor.
Yes.
You know, and so we have to make sure that we continue to help them be who they see us being. And our partnership has just been excellent as we go through. So the elation for me often with respect to the contract negotiations is the day that I sign the contract, I'm extremely happy. The minute I put that pen away, I'm worried about the next one. Not because our charity sponsors, I mean, our title sponsor has just been excellent.
Yeah, Sony.
You know, Sony during the COVID period, Sony created a multi-million dollar COVID fund. And they were first to the table to ask us, what is it that you're most concerned in that time? I said, making our match. And they assured us that we'd be able to make our match.
Wow.
Just that comfort of having that behind you. Maui Fire is just recently, they were first to the table. $200,000 committed to it. Corbett, how do we get it to the folks? So it's just, it's you know, people listen to what people say and then they watch what they do. Sony does it. Sony's just been terrific. And, you know, our relationship with Sony goes back to Mr. Morita when he first came here, when he wanted to expose Sony to the world,
yeah,
to learn business practice. And it's been such a longstanding relationship with them. So it goes beyond golf.
Oh.
Even for our kuleana and responsibility back to our title sponsor, it's so important that we put our best effort forward all the time.
All the time.
All the time. So it's been a really neat to work through.
Wow. Wow. Corbett Kalama, you are president of Friends of Hawaii Charities, and you know, I was just trying to think about your spiritual side is so strong. You must attract people to you.
No, I attract people to the Friends of Hawaii Charity.
Let's just say you're a conduit.
We've got such a great team. Our board has just been excellent. They've longstanding members. We have a good group.
Yeah.
I get to be the face, but I don't do the work. I do some of the work. I don't do the work. We've got a team.
Of course we do.
Over at One for One that make this, you know, Ray Sosik and his group.
Yeah.
Lori and Candace and Doreen and everybody, Brandon, the whole group back there, and people that come from the mainland with this group just to do this.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got the guy that drives the machines that's been here longer than everybody in the tournament, you know, in the old. And so it's a group effort. You know, it's a group effort that culminates itself in putting a good tournament on and then making sure that our community is seen and that we help perpetuate that as we go through. One thing neat about, one of the many things about the tournament, by us highlighting the nonprofit or being a part of highlighting the nonprofit group, it helps carry through some of the other philanthropic organizations that are doing work with the same organizations to know that they've got this community, so broad community support. So we don't have to, no one group needs to cover the entire responsibility if they choose to for a given nonprofit, terrific. If they don't, there are other partners that are interested in doing that. And one thing I've always found with our community, they care.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in a blessed place.
Yeah.
And
we
so
do.
But we have an obligation to share our blessings. So that's
Well, I think of you as someone who's like, people are attracted to you because they see the work that you're doing is so important and so vital, and it comes from your spirit. And you are just someone others want to follow and assist in the process of making what you see can come true, come true.
But you've been terrific, too. You know, without just the media there, and you, Daniel, you've been with us for a while.
Since 1999.
You've got to say, you know, applaud you too for continually wanting to bring greater attention to it. And so you've been a huge advocate. You know, you've been a huge advocate. So we really appreciate that. And you know, when I got that phone call, you know, my answer was yes. You know. So no,
it came all the way from Kaiser.
Extremely important. This is extremely important to honor you folks and the work that you do.
Thank you.
Year in, year out, I wait for that call, and I got the call. So okay.
Fine,
I'm here.
Well, I'll see you next year.
Yeah, I'll be here. And I really appreciate you. And without this, you have a following. You have people out there that listen. It gives us an opportunity to tell the story of Hawaii and the important role that everybody plays. You know, so when someone's walking down the street, I've always been trained. My father and parents would always say, see the goodness in people. You know, so you walk down the street, you look at there, and you can, if I can just go up to them and talk to them and make their eyes twinkle.
Yeah.
that's the pay, you know, to help them know that I see you.
Yeah.
You know, I see you, and it really heals the soul, too.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Absolutely fantastic. Colbert Kalama, thank you so much for giving us so much of your time.
No, thank you. Thanks for what you do.
And see you again.
Yeah.
I'll see you next year.
Yeah, stay safe.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Sony Open tickets now to support Island Keiki, Kupuna, and families. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to give Hawaii's ohana a big lift. Your Sony Open in Hawaii ticket purchase creates a wave of aloha throughout the islands. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Join all the fun while creating the Sony Open wave of aloha now.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. And we've had a wonderful show this morning with Mark Rolfe and Colbert Kalama, Tad Fujikawa, PGA professional, and now a pickleball pro, Sea Island, Georgia. Let me see if he's with us. Tad, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, that is so good to hear. I'm so sorry I'm late in getting to you, but I was so enthralled by Colbert Kalama and his all the giving that happens through him, through the Sony Open in Hawaii being played here, and all the money that is generated by the people who are so good and helpful, and the ticket sales, and come down and get involved with the Sony Open in Hawaii because it's a giving back organization to the community so that we can be healthy and we can thrive. And it's good to have you here, Tad Fujikawa, professional golfer from Hawaii who lives in Sea Island, Georgia. But you got yourself a new passion. So I need to take us all the way back to when Tad was playing as an amateur at the age of 15. He qualified for the 2006 U.S. Open, the youngest golfer ever to do that. Then in 2007, at the age of 16 and 4 days, and I love how they keep that in there, he made the cut in the PGA Tour event here, Sony Open in Hawaii, the second youngest player to ever achieve that feat. As of April 2013, he was the third youngest. Do you hate having people, you know, like, usurp your position?
No, I mean, I feel like, you know, I've been obviously very fortunate with with some of the accomplishments that I've had. And it's always great, in my opinion, to see other young players come up and do well and break some records, too.
Yes, and that's exactly, you know, what I was thinking. So here you are, you're a golfer, and you're terrific at what you do. And, you know, you're young, and then you get out into the world, and you want to, I assume at some point, you wanted to play on the PGA Tour, you wanted to break records and continue to break records. Tell us how you went from going through the process of being a young golfer to being a golfer chasing your dream.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't easy. Wasn't all glamorous as some people think it is. You know, obviously playing professional golf is very difficult. It's a grind out there. And obviously with a lot of the, you know, younger up-and-coming players, you know, it's only getting more difficult and more difficult. The talent has been incredible. But yeah, I mean, it was a tough road. It wasn't, I think having a lot of success early on was obviously nice, but it really, you know, golf is one of those sports where you can go up and down, you know, pretty quickly. It's a pretty fickle game, and it's tough to, you know, be on the top of your game all the time. So, yeah, I mean, it's difficult. It's a tough sport, you know, mentally, physically as well. People don't realize how physical golf is, you know, week in, week out, you know, walking and playing, you know, tournaments and stuff. It is very, very exhausting.
I mean, one of the things that I read said the high point of Fujikawa's career may have been 2009 when he got four tour starts and made three cuts, shooting a 62, tied for six through 54 holes of the Sony that year, but then shot a final round 73 to finish T32. You know, how does that impact you inside?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like that year, I was obviously very, very happy to make the cut. And then having such an amazing third round was maybe a little bit of a surprise. You know, you never really expect yourself to shoot 62, let alone in a PGA Tour event.
Yes.
But you know, I mean, I feel like that year, the final round was just tough. I really couldn't get anything going. But, you know, obviously the experience was amazing. And being, you know, starting the final round, you know, that close to the lead and that high up on the leaderboard was obviously a sort of a different territory than I may have been used to at that time. So, you know, just getting my feet wet and getting sort of a taste of that, you know, was a very great experience for me.
Yeah. Okay. But did it impact did the whole world of golf and pursuing opportunities to play, did it ever wear you down?
For sure. For sure. I mean, you know, I played professional golf for 15 years and, you know, over time it definitely takes a toll on you and, you know, with the ups and downs of how things are and how golf goes, it's tough, you know, and obviously going through some personal struggles as well, while trying to sort of navigate professional golf, was not easy either. So, there's a lot of factors to that, and you know how life throws you curveballs, you know, every once in a while. So, it was definitely tough. It wasn't something that came easy, but that being said, the experiences that I've had and the opportunities that I have gotten through playing golf and being in the golf world, that's definitely something I do not regret at all, because it's been an amazing journey, and I feel like I've grown a lot as a person, and I've had so many amazing opportunities. So just that alone makes it worth it for sure.
Awesome. I mean, in hindsight, I so understand what you're saying. You know, you look back on what you did and you think, wow, you know, look at the person I've become through all of that. And then there's Grayson Murray. We just had a memorial for him a couple days ago here right outside the media center along the beach. And it was very somber, but healing. And we had Corbett Kalama talking about how incredible the feeling was. Mm-hmm. And Grayson had a hard time with his internal struggles. And I just wonder, do you reach out? Did you ever have those kinds of problems, and did you ever have to reach out for help?
Yeah, I think a lot of us do have those struggles. Whether we speak about it or not, it's all kind of very personal. But I definitely had those issues, maybe not exactly the same, but, very similar struggles with mental health. And, I think it just happens over time, your experiences and stuff. It's a tricky situation. Luckily, I was able to at least talk to my parents and some friends about it that, kind of helped me through that. Been to a few therapists it's a work in progress. I mean, it's always something you have to stay, sort of aware of, and you can't really let your guard down. It's a very, very interesting sort of thing that happens. And I think it's with all of us, it's sometimes not really talked about, in my opinion, definitely not talked about enough. And it's so sad, obviously with Grayson, and it's very tragic, but, hopefully, with that and having it sort of in the media and talked about a lot more, it'll help other people along the way as well. And being more open to discussion and awareness.
Thank you. I just want to give you a big hug right now, because that's so important that we talk about it, that it's not something that you hide. When I talk about being on the golf course and getting frustrated with myself, I get frustrated with myself, but I shouldn't be, because I don't practice. Hello, well, you expect to be terrific and you don't practice. You can't be terrific without practicing. And then there's the moments in the middle of my traffic reporting, and I'll be beating myself up in the head. My mind is telling me that I'm not talking, I'm not giving enough information. So I've got my mind telling me that it's like, shut up.
right. Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Sometimes you just have to tell yourself that, shut up. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, what are you freaking out about? But no, it's tough. And we, it's one of those things, like, we all go through it. We don't realize it, in that time and space when your mind is telling you these thoughts that most of the time are not true. You don't realize, we all are going through it. We're not alone in this journey. And it's okay to not be perfect. Like, that's just a part of life,
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. I thank God it's okay to be not to be perfect, because I don't know anyone who is. You know, I don't know any.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe there's one name pops in my mind when I think about golf and perfection. Tiger Woods. I don't know. You know, he played the game like no one, and Scottie Scheffler is very good, but there was something different. Mm-hmm. There was something about Tiger that was just, you know, I don't know. I have to do the ID. KORL, YNI, Honolulu. Thank you, Nani, for reminding me. Now, turning it all around, we're gonna focus on something that sparked your mind, sparked your body, and took you in a completely different direction, and that's pickleball. You tell us how you got into pickleball.
So I had picked up pickleball kind of in beginning, middle part of 2021. And I was playing recreationally. Obviously, I loved the game. It was a lot of fun. But I was still playing golf, you know, full time. And later that year, I went to Q School, and I missed second stage by a shot. And a week later, my boss basically just offered me the job as the pickleball pro. They were, Sea Island was looking for a pro, and he texted me and basically offered me the job. And initially I thought that I would, you know, obviously teach pickleball and try it out, and then maybe play golf on the side, you know, and continue to play. But I started teaching pickleball and playing, and I just really love it. It's super fun. Obviously, I get to meet a lot of people, and my life took a turn, you know, just something totally different, but it's super fun. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not the only one. From what I understand, Jordan Spieth and Scottie Scheffler are huge pickleball fans.
You know, it's golfers pick up pickleball pretty fast, and there's a lot of golfers that play, and it is, I don't know, there's something about pickleball that just sucks you in, and it's definitely an addiction.
That's funny. The writer that I was reading, I highlighted this. Fujikawa has taken it to the next level. He began teaching after not getting through first stage of Q School last year, as he said, and to watch him play, you'd never know he's a new person to this sport. Now, I'm not sure when this was written, but and it goes on to say that you picked it up very fast, and then you said, I think golfers can transition over pickleball more easily than tennis. So did you try tennis too, or do other golfers try tennis?
Yeah, I think, tennis is obviously a very popular sport. And I did play tennis, about 3 years before I started playing pickleball. I got pretty good at tennis. I was playing a lot. And then I started playing pickleball, and then my addiction to pickleball took off, and I just stopped playing tennis altogether.
Okay, I've why is it called pickleball? P-I-C-K-L-E-B-A-L-L. You know, does it have anything at all to do with pickles?
I do not think so. To my knowledge, I don't think so. It is the most random name for a sport maybe ever created. However, yes, the sport is super fun. That has nothing to do with pickles at all. But no, it's really great. It's super fun. And the addiction is so real.
Yes. Now, do you hold a paddle and you hit a ball?
It's basically table tennis on a bigger court. So you play with a paddle, and it's a sort of a plastic sort of wiffle ball type. And you play on a court, and it's like, it's a little different than a tennis court as far as the lines and some of the rules and stuff. But it's like maybe half of the size of a tennis court, and there's singles, there's doubles. And it's just a lot of fun.
I need to try pickleball. It sounds like
you
a
do.
Lot of fun. Yeah, I do. Yes, you know, I can't run a lot, but is there a lot of running necessary here?
So the court is not as big as like a tennis court, so maybe less running than tennis, but there is still definitely movement involved.
Is it more low impact?
It can be. It depends on sort of the intensity of the game, you know?
I got it. All of a sudden in my mind's eye, I see you like, you know, racing toward to get the ball with the paddle and slam it to a place where the person can't possibly get to.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not low impact. I am so. Do you ever go out and play golf now?
Honestly, I have not played a full round of golf in 3 years. It's pretty incredible. I must say myself.
Yes, no, I think it's wonderful that you found a passion that not only excites you emotionally and physically, but also pays your rent because you've got a job in the business. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate. I have a really, really good job. I love, you know, obviously I love what I do, and being affiliated with the island has been great. And I, you know, it's just a lot of fun. It's no stress, you know, and which is something that I've actually kind of enjoyed.
Yes. Yes. No stress. I don't miss it.
That's right.
I don't
have the stress of having to make a 5-foot putt, you know, to make a cut.
Yes.
So it's,
Oh, you're wonderful. Tad Fujikawa, this is the first time we've had an opportunity to talk. I hope it's not the last.
Me too. I've missed talking to you. Thank you for having me on the show again. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Very much so. Thank you. And Tad Fujikawa, pickleball, passion, okay? He's Sea Island, Georgia. If you want to find out more about how to become a professional pickleball player, you got to fly to Sea Island and see Tad Fujikawa. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse. It really was a pleasure. Aloha.
Thank you so much.
We're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
I'm not sure that Adam Shupak is going to get in, but I'll tell you his story in just a second. Hold on a second. Adam Shupak is there?
I'm here.
Hey, Adam! Wait a second. Where are you still in Atlanta waiting for your flight?
Yeah, I got another one canceled, another one delayed. So...
I am not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's incredible that this is happening in the world of travel. It used to be so you could count on something to leave when it's supposed to leave, land where it's supposed to land. Does this happen a lot? I mean, you're traveling all the time. Does this happen a lot?
This is as bad as I can remember a travel story. This is getting to be planes, trains, and automobiles. And if I hadn't just stood on the security line for 3 hours, I think I would just go rent a car at this point and drive home. But I might end up doing that anyway. But let's talk
yeah.
About.
Yeah, right on. Okay, so here we are. We're in the first stage of winning because we've made it through the two first days, Thursday, Friday. Now we're in the home stretch where everything counts. Daniel Berger didn't make it. Corey Connors, Cam Davis, Emilio Griot, Luke Clanton, Joel Damon, Harris English, Harry Higgs, and Mackenzie Hughes. Were you surprised?
Yeah, those are some good names you just named, and some that I thought would be a good fit for for the course there. Those are some pretty good golfers that are not around for the weekend. I am a little surprised. There's some great names up there, though, like Zach Johnson, past champion 15 years ago. Is turning back the clock at age 49, and great to see Gary Woodland. I wrote a piece about him, and he's still trying to make the comeback after having brain surgery only 16 months ago, and is feeling in a much better place with some. He's kind of figured out doing some yoga, some meditating, as well as the breathing exercises to help him, be in a better place mentally. And so far it's working. He's a 6 under. It's good to see his name up there. And like, it would be a pretty cool story to see him contend on the weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You were over at the Century. And how was your experience there with the family and working the tournament?
I just love coming to Kanapali and Kapalua. Got to stay with the family from Christmas through almost New Year's at the Hyatt Regency, then slipped over to the Outrigger for a night, and then enjoyed the tournament week at the Ritz. It just doesn't get much better than that. some pretty good living in Kapalua. So much has changed with the after the fires and on the front street, but I'll tell you, the places that are open are really busy. It's hard to get into any of the places that I wanted to go to.
Well, and that's good to hear, because we don't hear that often enough, that things are coming back and not quick enough for the people who've lost their homes and their livelihood, and everything's being done as quickly as possible to make that happen, I sure hope. So, Adam, who do you think is going to walk away with the first place prize here at Sony? Sorry.
It's always hard to say through 36 holes, but one of those leaders, Danny McCarthy, I feel like he's been knocking on the door a lot. He changed his putter. He's one of the best putters on the PGA Tour, but he struggled last week on the greens at the Century over at the Plantation course, and so he switched to a different model and is putting back to normal this week. And I feel like he's someone who's been knocking on the door and is due to maybe get a W, and it feels like a good venue for him. He's not the longest of hitters. I think he's more of a ball shaper, so I would like to see him. I think he's even though there could be somebody a few strokes back, there's a lot of good names on that leaderboard at the moment, but I do think, if you got to pick one name, I'm going to go with the leader, Danny McCarthy.
Right on.
I'll give you one more name. One more name, Russell Henley. Russell Henley has always played well here, and he's just 3 back. So.
Okay, Russell Henley. Okay, how about Brent Snedeker?
That would be great. He has struggled the last few years. Playing in past champion status, but I talked to him this week, and he is feeling better about his game, started to play better in the fall, And, you know, he's dealt with some injuries and he feels like he's ready to compete this year. He shaved his head late last year. And it's still takes a little getting used to seeing him without the hair. He used to have a beautiful head of hair when he was a young guy.
So you're witnessing all, you know, the age, the thing about age that happens.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I was joking with him because Sepp Straka showed up to Maui with a shaved head. I said, you're a trendsetter, you know, and he laughed about that. And Sepp Straka's in contention this week, too. He's a guy to watch.
Yeah. Why did Sepp? Is Sepp getting on in age? I think he's kind of young to be shaving his head.
I think he's on the younger side, but he said it was a losing battle, and so he talked about it with the wife, and she gave him the green light, and he says he likes it. It's a commitment.
You go, boy.
It's a commitment. It's a commitment. He's all in.
Okay, so, and now I'm going to ask you about one other person, Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah, Charlie Hoffman is, you know, another one of those guys kind of nearing Champions Tour status. Like, he's been out there forever. Lost in a playoff at Phoenix last year. He's a guy when he can still put it together and compete with these young guys. He's maybe not in contention as often as he used to be, but still very talented player. And you know, if he can get hot, watch out.
Now, and Sahith Sagala, I'm kind of confused because I so often see him at the top of the leaderboard. He's not at the bottom, but he's in the pairing with Gary Woodland, Sahith Sagala, Nick Taylor. What happened to his game? He was so strong.
Yeah, he finished so great last year. Didn't play so well at the Plantation, and you know it's good to see him playing well this week because he's a little erratic off the tee. I wouldn't have picked this as a great venue for him. He's also, you know, a bit more long off the tee, but you know, he is donating to the, he's a Southern Cal native and he's donating to the relief efforts in Southern California with the fire. So it's good to see him making some birdies and hopefully he can keep making some birdies this weekend.
Right on. It is so good hearing your voice. I have to, you know, close the show and thank the sponsors who make it possible. I'm sorry, I didn't see your text because I was having the conversation with Ted that you were listening to. And and it was like, you're there? what a wonderful thing, you know. And I always enjoy talking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I hope they get a plane that, you know, doesn't get delayed or canceled and gets you home. Jeez,
I know. I just want to see my, you know, do you want to get home to my wife and daughter? I should have been home yesterday about 9 a.m. in the morning, and here we are, Eastern time, and it was still over a day later, and I'm no closer. But it was still great. It was still all worth it to have spent, you know, 2 full weeks in Hawaii, you know, in beautiful Honolulu and Waikiki Beach, and then at Kapalua and Kaanapali. I mean, it's very lucky to privileged to be able to cover the PGA Tour and show to some of these great places that the players go.
This is Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, author, Dean Beeman, golf's driving force, journalism at Columbia University, guys, graduate school of journalism. So if you want to get into the business of writing for golf, you know, start writing in high school. Oh, my goodness, I'm running out of time. Adam, aloha. Thank you.
Aloha to you. Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. All right, and thank you to the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers, businesses and hotels since 1939. You know what? It can't be found without a sign. And Aloha Power Equipment, they're having their year-end sale, and boy, do they have signage. You can see Aloha Power Equipment is right there on Farrington Highway in Waipahu. It's right by Costco. You know, you're there anyway. Go check out their year-end sale. All riding mowers are on sale. Mower accessories, galore. And you mow it, you bag it, you blow it, and you're done. And your back isn't in pain. And next morning, right? Let your equipment do the work. I know we always want to put our back into it. No, that's not a good idea. Okay, faster and smarter. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. And the Sony Open in Hawaii 2025 at Waialae, January 8th to the 12th. Tickets available, SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.